with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, that's right. You better be listening to the Grilling Guys, or it's just a dream. Hey, it's the Other Essentials for Deer Camp show. And we always talk about, you know, what to make for bird hunting and what to take on summer vacation and yada yada. When it comes to the fall and deer camp starts getting close, we probably get amped up on adrenaline and I apologize to all you folks who don't deer hunt. You're probably sick of hearing about deer this, deer that. But you know what? Venison is one of the healthiest red meats in the world.
It's very lean, isn't it?
Yeah, and filling in for Jop today is Steve Siciliano, and he's one of our great sponsors and owns a market on the west side of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's called Siciliano's Market. And if you have never been there and you want to go to a beer store that will not leave you wanting, this is the place to go. And I always say it's a beer store, but you have an incredible wine selection and probably the fullest liquor selection that you could ask for. And I'm a bourbon fan.
Bourbons are so popular nowadays, we can hardly keep them on the shelf. In fact, we bought a whole barrel of Buffalo Trace about 3 weeks ago. It came in, and I think we have, when I left the store this morning, we had two bottles left. Buffalo Trace is a blended bourbon, but when you buy a single bottle and retailers can do this, you get the entire barrel. It's a single barrel. And it just blew out of the store. Again, I think we had two bottles left when I left the store this morning. So
wow.
Yep.
So I need to stop and pick one up.
I don't
take it
know
up
if we have any left, but if we do, you should pick one up.
Okay, so let's say the average guy who just plays around a little bit with bourbon, and maybe he's got to watch his budget because deer camp's expensive.
Yes, it can.
Your wife doesn't know how much we spend.
We don't spend anything, really.
It's the black budget.
My wife is sitting right over there.
It's the black budget.
I don't know if you're...
Well,
if
she
your
sees
wife listens,
you load up your car from your store. That's not fair.
She's pointing her finger at me right now.
So let's say I just wanted to try a nice bottle of bourbon, but I got to watch my dollars.
I'm glad you asked. And I'm right in the middle of chewing on a beef stick from Sobey.
Meat Stick, yeah. That's their medium heat with cheese.
Yeah.
And my favorite.
It goes really well with this hop cider,
it
by
does.
The way, too. I'm glad you asked, because Evan Williams has a good bottle of bourbon. It's straight bourbon, which means it's...
Not blended.
And it's we sell it for $18.99. Now,
so what would it be called? Evan Williams?
Evan Williams Bottled in Bond. Now, for your listeners who don't know what bottle and bond means, it's basically a government regulation that ensures that the age of a product. And bottled and bond bourbons have to be 100 proof. So this is a 100 proof bourbon. Probably not the best to make a Manhattan or an old fashioned or something like that, but a sipping whiskey with maybe a rock or just a little bit of water, it's outstanding. It's only $18.99
wow.
at our store. So,
and that's called what again?
Evan Williams Bottled in Bond.
Evan Williams.
Yeah, and it's.
I don't know that I've ever bought it.
It's a great bourbon for under $20.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
But, there's some good deals out there. But then when you start, a lot of the bourbons right now are around $50 or so. And,
right.
And
if you're a bourbon snob, you don't mind.
No.
But if you're trying to become a bourbon snob, it's really painful to spend $50 on a bottle of booze.
It certainly is.
Because your buddy's going to fill his glass too much.
Especially for deer camp. When,
yeah.
And I've been at these deer camps where that bottle just gets passed around without even a glass.
Yeah.
So, you get a little
crazy. You can
crazy.
Do Seagram's if you want to
a little
do that.
Crazy. Or Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Which is a fine product. But
that was my first bourbon.
That was my first bourbon, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's still not bad.
No, it's very drinkable, but we're seeing so many good bourbons come on the market now, and some local products as well. Long Road and...
those guys are incredible.
Yeah, those guys are doing great. They just keep on garnering awards.
So what would be another mid-range bourbon that you could take to deer camp and not get hurt too terribly bad? How about the $35 range?
Yeah, let's see, $35.
And one that's not owned by one of the giant conglomerates.
Yeah. I don't know if I can think of any right off the top of my head, but I think Long Road has a very nice wheated bourbon, I believe, for mm-hmm. right around that price range.
And how about right out of Kentucky?
Right out of Kentucky.
I know when I go to Louisville, my friends down there turn me on to some little local brands that are crazy, and they're $20 a bottle, and they're just fine sipping bourbons.
Yeah, boy.
Jump it up a notch, and we hit the $70 range.
Ooh, the $70 range.
Because I know I had some at your camp last 2 years ago.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember that.
Yeah.
I thought we drank. I thought we drank Belgian beer that time.
We did, but
did we drink other things?
There was, yes, actually we did. And we ate bread. Remember the bread?
Oh.
Your nephew's bread? It was crazy good.
That's my son's, Chris's bread.
Oh, that was Chris's, yes.
Chris's, yeah.
So how about, what do you think of Bullet 10?
You know what? I love Bullet.
$50.
Yeah, I think it's a great bourbon.
It's a fantastic bourbon.
Yeah, we've had that quite a bit, really. Buffalo Trace. That's the bourbon I'm thinking of.
Okay.
You know, and I just mentioned we had a single barrel.
Yeah.
Buffalo Trace is under $30.
Really?
That's a great deal.
Okay.
Great deal.
I'm going to stop and pick a bottle of that up as soon as we get out of here.
But even the regular Buffalo Trace, you know, ours was a single barrel, so it's a little bit higher, but a little bit more. But regular Buffalo Trace is just a great product, great deal. Mm. I love that bourbon. In the $60 range or the $56 range, Hudson's... four-grain bourbon. They call it Hudson's four-grain bourbon, composed of corn, rye, wheat, and barley, and only aged for 4 years. But there's just all kinds of things going on with this bourbon. And to be a true bourbon, you have to at least 51% corn. And it can be made anywhere in the United States. It doesn't have to be made in Kentucky. But it has to be made in America. So at least 51% corn, it can have other cereal grains in it. So... But,
and the difference between bourbon and whiskey is what?
There's different kinds of whiskey, obviously, but bourbon is, again, 51% corn. Rye, a rye whiskey is mostly rye, at least mm-hmm. probably 51% rye.
And I don't like rye toast, so maybe that's why I don't like rye.
rye.
We had rye at your place a couple years ago, actually. That was one of them you brought up. It was a rye bourbon, I thought.
Well, it could have some rye in it. It could be bourbon needs to be 51% corn.
Right, but I know Bullet makes a rye as well.
Bullet rye, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a rye. That's not a rye. A bourbon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's so confusing. Hey, let's talk another thing for deer camp. Since we're supposed to be doing the Full Belly Deli, the Full Belly Deli is a segment that talks about how to get some deli-style food without breaking the bank. Here's a cool thing to bring to deer camp, and it's really sweet. Go to your favorite butcher who has a smokehouse in his butcher. In other words, a guy like Sobey who made these wonderful jerkies and meat sticks here. And if your butcher doesn't have a smokehouse, find one that does, because he's going to be making something called a smoked pork chop. And a smoked pork chop on the grill is so nice for deer camp, because here's what happens. Especially if you're hunting where it's cold. Now, if you're down in South Carolina, it's not that cold. So you come in from camp and, you know, you're swatting mosquitoes. But up here, we're going to be having snow this weekend. So you grab some smoked pork chops, you put a little oil on the skin, and you just throw those babies right on the grate on your bed of coals and give them about 2 minutes on each side. Pull them off and throw them on your plate with some baked beans or whatever. A smoked pork chop. You don't have to get it very hot. You just want some grill marks on it, and you want to get it to like 70, 80 degrees, a perfect eating temp. It's the way to go. Hey, coming up next, we're going to make Steve stick around and tell us a little bit about some good cigars to bring to deer camp. It's the Grillin' Guys. We'll be back. And we call it all living the dream.
my people. This is where I come from. We're giving this life.